top that. I don't know if you top it, but can you come close? We shall see. Piper boys are 15-3 on the season, 12-2 in the UKC. They'd won six in a row until a loss at DeSoto last night, 62-59. Check that. They won against DeSoto 61-55. It was a loss to Baser Linwood, 62-59. So two tough close games here Friday against DeSoto, and then last night on the road at Baser and Linwood. And for Seaman, the boys, they lost to Baser Linwood by 28 last Friday. Did not play well at all. Probably the worst performance of the year. And then last night bounced back with a big win over Leavenworth, 76-38. And Piper will be hosting Turner on Friday to wrap up the regular season. Seaman will be at Shawnee Heights on Friday. Seaman 13-5 overall, 10-4 in the UKC. Piper is 15-3, 12-2, as I mentioned. And when it comes to sub-state seeding right now in regards to the 16 teams in the East, Piper right now it has the second-best record behind Spring. That's the girls. Let's go to the boys. There we go. Get the right sheet. It helps. Piper is third, right behind Highland Park, who's undefeated, number one team in 5A. Shawnee Heights is number two at 16-3. And then Piper is 15-3. So this is an important game for Piper to try to stay in the top four of those seeds so that they can host the sub-state. And Seaman, this is a very important game for them as well. Great Bend, 17-2 in the West 5A bracket. Cape Mount Carmel, defending champ, 16-3, Andover, 16-3. Seaman, 13-5. Emporia and Hayes are both 12-7. So if Seaman would just win either tonight against Piper or at Shawnee Heights, and those are two ranked teams, so it won't be easy, then Seaman would be in the top four and host one of the four-team sub-states. But if they fall to that five line or six line, then they would have to play at least a game on the road in the sub-state finals if they were to get that far. So keep all of that in mind, and we'll see what happens. All the games this week do count towards those seeds and standings, as all the other sub-states, 4A and down, are already been posted. Actually, not 4A, but 3A and down. And then the rest will be posted on Saturday by Acacia and on their website. So this is an important boys game. And also Piper right now, 12-2 in the UKC. Shawnee Heights is 12-3. And then Seaman's 10-4. You could conceivably have a three-way tie atop the league standings. But Piper, they win tonight, they're in really good position to get the UKC league title. Last year, they were state runner-up at 5A. They Cape Mount Carmel lost the championship 62-59, or 21-4, 14-2 in the UKC. Seaman last year, 9-12, hampered by a whole bunch of injuries. Their first losing season since 19-20. So it should be an entertaining game. But to be as good as the girls' game, that will be tough to match. Boys' game coming up. Starting lineups when we return in 60 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
They are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Start your dream home now at Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we're Gershon back with you on 96.9 The Pulse. As we get ready for the boys' contest, looks like we'll have the national anthem here in a moment. Piper Pirate boys, 15-3, 12-2 in the UKC, taking on Seaman, who's 13-5, 10-4 in the UKC. Last year, Piper ended up winning two of the three meets. Actually, they split last year. It was Piper losing at Seaman, 76-74, and then Seaman lost at Piper 76-64. This year, season opener, Piper controlled things, beat Seaman 69-51. The rematch coming up in just a little bit, but we're going to pause first for our national anthem. We'll be back in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you. Currently offering 9 and 14 months.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let's introduce you to the starting lineups in this boys' contest. Piper Pirates, led by head coach Steve Wallace in his eighth year overall at Piper, his fifth and his second stint with the Pirates. He was head coach from 2011-2014 as well, 4A state champs in 2019, assisted by Derek Jackson, Matt Storr, and Justin Richmond. P.J. Moore is a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 17 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, all-league, all-stater. Johnny Vogel, 5'10 junior guard, averaging 5 points. Alomar Brooks is a 6-foot junior guard, averaging 11.7 rebounds. Derek Jackson is a 6'2 junior point guard, averaging 14.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. And Isaiah Sales, a 6'6 freshman center, very talented, averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds. Piper starts 1 senior, 3 juniors, and a freshman. 3 returning starters, Moore, Jackson, and then Lance Walton, who's coming off the bench this year, who was all-leaguer a year ago. That's how deep and good this Pirate team is, that was state runner-up in 5A a year ago. Seaman, meanwhile, led by head coach Craig Cox in his 14th year. Silver Lake grad in 1978. 159 wins, 141 losses, but he led Seaman to their one and only state championship back in 2022, their 5A championship, 2 state appearances for Seaman in their history. Briar Finley is a 6'5 senior guard. He'll start, averaging 16 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Kayvon Bonner is a 3-year starter, 6'3 junior point guard, all-leaguer, averaging 18 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Landon Wiltz is a 6'1 junior guard, averaging 10 points, 4 rebounds. Dalt Smith, a 6'3 senior forward, averaging 3 points, 4 rebounds. And Matthew McConaughey, 6'3 junior forward, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. Assistant coaches Josh Gomez, Paul Muzzy, and Kevin Hoffman. As Seaman had 10 days in between games, with the Piper game being rescheduled a couple of times. Seaman boys just did not play well against Baser Linwood last Friday, blown out of the gym 67-39, but then Baser turned around and beat Piper last night by 3. So Baser Linwood's playing some good ball right now. And then Seaman bounced back with a dominant win over Leavenworth, who's been struggling this year, 76-38 on their senior night here at Seaman just 24 hours ago. Seaman in the home white with the red numerals and trim outlined in the blue. Piper in the road black with the purple numerals outlined in the gray, and Kansas City Piper on the front of their jerseys. The girls just had Piper on the front of their jerseys. You're just tuning in to Seaman girls. An offensive rebound and stick back by Maddie Gregg to beat the buzzer. A buzzer beater game winner by Maddie Gregg to keep Seaman undefeated at 19-0. And we believe that was their 25th win in a row. I'm pretty sure that's right. Dating back to February 20th of last year. So Piper versus Seaman. Piper won the first meeting this year by 18. Tip is controlled by Piper. They have the ball moving from right to left. Derek Jackson, 6'2 junior guard. Johnny Vogel now fires it over to the right side. This is P.J. Moore. Finds Vogel. Vogel, turn, picked up there by Bonner. They play it out front to Jackson. Jackson puts on the floor, steps back. High arcing shot in and out. Ball tipped, loose. It comes on the baseline. Going up strong is Moore. He had it partially blocked. Fighting for McConaughey. He lost it. Goes right to the Pirates, and laying it up and in is Isaiah Sales, the 6'6 freshman. And Piper has the early lead 2-0. Isaiah Sales could be a very special player. Not done growing yet either. Here's Kayvon Bonner's runner on the baseline. No, gets his own rebound. Tips back, fadeaway up. Yes, counted on a foul for Kayvon Bonner. Personal foul on Derek Jackson, his first team foul on the Pirates. Kayvon had a big performance with 26 points, 19 in the second half, and a huge three-pointer to beat Shawnee Heights a few weeks ago by 2. And Bonner completes the three-point play. 3-2 in favor of Seaman. Seaman girls winning by 1 earlier tonight on a buzzer beater. Let's see what we have in store in the boys' game. Vogel, three-pointer, top of the circle. Back iron, no. Finley with the rebound, saves it on the baseline. Losing it for a moment, Dalton Smith. Gets it over to Kayvon Bonner. Seaman coming in 13-5, Piper 15-3. Both teams have a game on Friday. Here's a little backdoor cut, lob to Finley. Finley catches, turns, triple team, and he's called for a travel. First turnover for Seaman. Seaman averaging 12 turnovers a game, Piper 13. Seaman averaging 63 points on offense, Piper 68. Piper gives up 54, Seaman gives up 56. Piper shooting 48% from the floor, Seaman 43%. 3-point percentage, 32% Piper, Seaman 30, but the free throw percentage, as now we have an offensive foul on a moving screen called on Alamar Brooks of Piper. Second team foul. But the big thing that stands out is free throw shooting. Seaman 64%, Piper 15-3. As a team, they shoot 47%. 47% as a team on the year. I could catch up and bite them later on. Here's a three by Finley from the near corner. Short. Rebounded there by Moore. Averaging 18 a game to lead Piper. Brings up the floor to my left. Kick out pass on the perimeter to Jackson. Now back out front. Moore. Pump fake. Leans in. Floater. Up and stop. Touch by Moore. His first two. And it is 4-3. Piper back in front. 2 minutes gone by in this first quarter. And a whistle away from the ball, hold, might be on Sales, trying to defend, or is this on Brooks? If it's on Brooks, that would be his second. Vogel was also over there, and they're going to call this on Vogel. That's his first on a hold. Three team fouls already on Piper. Here's Bonner in the near corner in front of the Piper bench. Dangerous skip pass to Finley. Finley in to Dalton Smith. Smith on the right block baseline. Kicks all the way out. Left wing extended. Bonner probing, nothing there. Looking for somebody to pass to. Now fires it all the way back out top of the circle to Smith. Here's Finley, an NBA range three, in and out. Ball poked out of bounds, last touch by Brooks and Piper. Piper losing two starters from last year. Devin Kerr is playing well. Butler, they lost the post size, defense, good passers. Here's Bonner, but they still have a lot of talent back from that team that was state runner-up in 5A a year ago. An amazing game where they won by one over Shawnee Heights their first round, 72-71, as the ball, I thought there could be a tie-up between Wilson and Vogel. They're both on the floor. They let him scramble for the ball, wrestle for the ball. Eventually, it goes out of bounds, and now a loose ball foul is called on Landon Wiltz. That's his first team foul on the Vikings. They beat Maine South in the semis at Piper last year at state, 59-52, and then a tough championship loss to Cape of Mount Carmel, 62-59. Went 21-4 a year ago. Pull up Jay Jackson off the dribble. Smooth move by Jackson, and he knocks it down. And it's 6-3 Piper with 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Seaman and Piper trying to be at the top of their respective sub-states. Here's a three-pointer, is just off the mark. Rattles out for Wiltz, who had a good look at it. Here is Moore in the open floor. To Vogel, baseline Sales, and he lost it. Tried to catch it with one hand, and he lost it off his hand. Turnover Piper, that's their second. You're in the top four of the 16 team substates. You host many substates, as that one missed on the reverse try by Finley. We'll explain more of that when we have in a moment. Here's a off the dribble, Jay, off the mark to the right by Jackson. Rebound to Finley, ahead to Bonner, 3-on-3. Piper gets back defensively. Dangerous skip pass. It is tipped and out of bounds by Derek Jackson. So there's 16 teams in the 5A East bracket. There's 16 teams in the 5A West bracket, so 32 teams. Here's a lob in to Dalton Smith, who has it in the corner. And now his pass into the backcourt. That'll be over and back unless Moore can get to it. Then he can maybe score. He does get to it. He goes up strong, puts it up and in. Foul on Wilts. That's his second. And P.J. Moore with 4 points and a chance for Moore at the line. So you have four-team sub-states in each the East and the West. And then the winners of all those four-team sub-states move on to the 5A state tournament. So you have 8 four-team sub-states. As Moore rolls in the free throw, he has 5. And it is 9-3 Piper. So the key is you want to be one of the top 4 in your region. Demons on the west side, Piper on the east side. Seems weird, doesn't it? Topeka's on the west side. At least Demon is, but Johnny Heights and Highland Park are not. They're on the east. Bounce pass on the cutter to Smith. Steps through, puts it up high off the window, a little bit off to the right. And the rebound to Cooper Crawford, a 6'7 junior wearing little lavender pink shoes. Pass underneath, tip, but grabbed there by Brooks. Fires at the Moore in the corner. His three-pointer off the mark. Rebound, putback doesn't go for Brooks. He thought it was fouled, no call. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Piper in control, 9-3. Here's a three by Bonner. That one's strong. That was a rainbow three. Almost drew rain. A ton of arch as that shot was challenged on the perimeter. And then fighting for the rebound, a loose ball foul on McConaughey. That's his first. And that's the third team foul on Seaman, 3 team fouls on Piper. But the season in a day, Piper and Seaman would host sub-states, but both are a loss away from sliding down in those standings and seedings. And Seaman has 2 tough games. Piper tonight, ranked number 2, and then Shawnee Heights, ranked coming up on Friday. There's a travel on Crawford. Seaman and Shawnee Heights had a classic a few weeks ago. We had on 96.9 full. Shawnee Heights won that, or excuse me, Seaman won that 68-66. Here at Sanchez at 39 in the losing effort. Bonner had 26 for Seaman in the win. So the travel on Crawford, that's the third turnover. Crawford averaging 10 a game. Seaman has 6'6" Sales, 6'7" Crawford. Finley, given room, doesn't take the three. Fakes it, now kicks it over to McConaughey. McConaughey, bounce pass to Tone, and now a three, checked out at the two, inside the corner, inside the arc, is Dalton Smith, knocks down the 17-footer, and it's 9-5. So Blake Toyne, a 5'11 senior, in the game early for Seaman, driving down the boulevard and getting hacked. Crawford and Smith mugged him going down the boulevard. Strong foul, went for the ball, made sure Crawford couldn't get the easy two. That's a 14 foul on Seaman, 2:27 to play first quarter, 9-5. Piper with the lead. Last year, Piper lost here at Seaman High School by 2, 76-74. Then they beat Seaman at Piper by 12. This year, they beat Seaman to start the year 69-51. 4 seniors on the roster for Piper as Crawford makes both free throws. Just a 44% foul shooter. Makes a pair there, though, 11-5 Piper. 2:20 to play in this first quarter. Bonner going to work from left to right in the white jersey. On the baseline, it goes to Finley. Finley catches it, gives it to Smith. Dalton Smith throws it away, trying to get McConaughey. Good denial over here on the near side by Crawford. Demon, good chemistry. Defense been pretty solid this year. Shot selection at times can be a little bit questionable, but according to head coach Craig Cox. Open, three-pointer Moore, far wing, nothing but nylon, and a timeout. Moore with 8, his first 3 of the night. And it is 14-5 Piper, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1 minute, 59 seconds play first quarter. It's all Piper, 14-5 in the boys' varsity contest. Earlier tonight, the Seaman girls with a buzzer beater to stay undefeated, 48-47. And now Bonner has ran into a trap at half court, jumped the midair, had nowhere to go, and air mills the two-handed pass about 3 feet above his intended target in the far corner. The Seaman out of whack right now in the early going. 14-5. Here's Derek Jackson, all-league, all-state a year ago, averaging 14 a game this year. Moore leads the team at 17 points and 9 rebounds in contest, and Moore has 8 points already in this first quarter, including a 3. Here's Jackson all the way to the hoop. They just clear out, let him go one-on-one, and he takes it all the way to the rack for 2. Jackson with 4, no help defense, 16-5, Piper. And now Bonner's pass is tipped. Finley saves it behind his back to Bonner, who Bonner then throws it away, trying to avoid it over and back. Moore dishes to Jackson. Layup good. And Piper is pouring it on here. 18-5. Remember, Seaman is ranked 8th and 5A. Piper number 2. And Seaman was blown out on their home floor last Friday by Basin Linwood by 28. And they beat Leavenworth last night by 38. Here's Finley, and he's called for a travel, driving into the paint. A little bit off balance. Defender was able to cut him off on the penetration. And the travel call to turn over the fourth on Seaman. It was that Seaman has to go to Shawnee Heights on Friday. That will be no easy chore. Piper has a favorable matchup Friday against Turner. Darrell Mack, a 6'1 senior, into the game. Here is Crawford. Step through. Jumper good. Well, that was a nice job by Cooper Crawford. Just a pump fake and then leaned in and hit the jumper. 20-5, Piper. Well, we said the boys' game would have a tough time matching the girls. That's what we're seeing here is Bonner's able to glide into the paint, put it up off the window for 2, and the harm, foul called on Piper. It is on Jackson. That's his second. The fourth team foul in the first quarter. Bonner with 5 of his team's 7, Smith the other bucket. Finley's been held scoreless thus far. Bonner, returning starter, averaging 18 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. He completes the 3-point play. And it is 20-8. Bonner actually has 2 3-point plays in this game. No shot clock now. It's turned off. Normally at 35 seconds and counting, but turned off here. 10 seconds on the game clock, first quarter. 20-8, Piper. High screen set. Moore spins. Between a leg dribble. Cut off there. Good defense by Toyne. Moore forces up the 3 over Toyne. It bounces off, and that's the end of 1. Piper 20 and Seaman 8. Back in 1 minute. This is high school basketball, 96.9, the Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
20-8 in favor of Piper, the number 2 team in the state in 5A in boys action. Kayvon Bonner with 6 points, 2 3-point plays. Dalton Smith, the other bucket. Piper led by P.J. Moore, averages 17 a game. He has 8 in that first quarter, 6 for Derek Jackson and 4 for Cooper Crawford, 2 for Isaiah Sales. Piper hosts Turner on Friday. Seaman We'll be on the road at Shawnee Heights on Friday. Big thanks to our sponsors, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthaus Real Estate Agent, Bob Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Stock Growers State Bank, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Clements Welding and Morrill, Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, and by Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home. Had some great games this year. Had another great one, a classic earlier tonight. Seaman girls winning at the buzzer, 48-47 to stay undefeated. Beating Piper by one. Into the game is Cameron Bryan. Here's Finley in the near wing. Into the paint, turns, off-balance shot, is off to the left. Piper does a good job of challenging every shot. Rebound by Lance Walton, who was all-leaguer last year, started. Now he comes off the bench this year. How talented this team is. Walton's pull-up Jay from the elbow, bounces off. Ball tipped out, and Twin comes away with it from Seaman, and then bumped and fouled by Vogel, his second. Johnny Vogel with number two, first team foul on the Pirates. The game's supposed to have been played last week. They were rescheduled from one date to another, and then rescheduled a second time. Cameron Bryan out to Zuniga. Now a three by Bonner off the mark from the near corner. Had a good look. Nice closeout by Moore. Here's Lance Walton. Wraparound pass ahead to Vogel to break the pressure of Seaman. Bobbling it for a moment is Alomar Brooks. Now he goes to the foul line. Back cut. Moore catches. Flips it and throws it out of bounds. He thought it was tipped, but will not get the call to go his way. Fourth turnover for Piper. Piper state champs in 2019. Then last year, state runner-up in 5A. So close to a state championship. Vinegar out front. This is Toyne. Left-hand dribble. Back to Finley. Finley yet to score tonight, averaging 16 per contest. There's a nice back cut. Zuniga lost it. Nice pass by Bonner, and Zuniga just took his eye off the ball, thinking layup, and bobbled it right out of bounds. Fifth turnover for the Vikings. Piper 20, Seaman 8. Seaman led 3-2. That was the only time they led so far in this game. Out front, Vogel. Wearing number three, now to Alomar Brooks, behind the back dribble. Kicks it out, corner three for Vogel, short, and a rebound to Finley. That was a nice creative move by Brooks to get his teammate an open look. Get past to Toyne. Toyne backs it out, hands it off to Zuniga. Zuniga, 6'4 junior, flips it back to Toyne, a 5'11 senior. And now Cameron Bryan puts it up off balance and is fouled there by Sales. Cameron Bryan, a junior. Three seniors for Seaman. Ryan Finley, Blake Toyne, and Dalton Smith. Bonner, just a junior. Here is Bryan, wrap around the baseline, trying to go all the way in the corner to Bonner, stolen by Brooks. Brooks' pass is tipped ahead. And out of bounds, it'll stay with the Pirates. Vogel to trigger it in on the baseline far corner. Here is Brooks trying to free up Moore off a couple of screens. Now Brooks penetrates. Kick out pass in the corner. This one off the mark for three. By Lance Walton. Here's Finley. He attacks, going to my right, puts it up, can't finish, but will get free throws. Nice aggressive take by Briar Finley. And Johnny Vogel just picked up his third personal foul for Piper. And I say that was on the floor before the shot. Finley, been playing the Shrine Bowl, outstanding football player. He's outstanding pitcher, baseball, of course, outstanding wide receiver. That's why he's going to the Shrine Bowl. Monster year this year for the Viking football team. Really good basketball player. He's just an all-around great athlete no matter what sport he plays. Guy would be all-around athlete in water polo if you gave him an opportunity. Here's Pryor Finley over to Bonner. Open three-pointer. Back iron no from the near wing. And the rebound corralled there by Walton and a loose ball foul called on the Vikings. This is the first team foul Seaman in this second quarter. It's on Cameron Bryan, his first. 5:32 remaining. First half, 20-8 in favor of Piper. Upstate brackets will come out Saturday, so the games tonight, last night, coming up on Friday will all count towards seeding purposes. Both these teams are playing four games in the span of 8 days to wrap up the regular season due to snowstorms that we had to deal with this winter. There's Crawford. Diagonal pass the corner. Jackson launches the three. Missing. Rebound. Put back. Doesn't go for Brooks, but he goes to the line for a couple of free throws. Foul whistled on the Vikings. It is on Landon Wilson, who just came in, and now he picks up his third and will probably have to check out. Has so much energy in the girls' game in this gym, and of course, tons of energy. It was electric in the final minute of that game where we had three lead changes in the final minute. Piper girls took the lead on a couple of free throws. Seaman took the lead on a couple of free throws with Maddie Gragg. Then Grace McAuliffe with a bucket with 14 seconds to go. And then Seaman ended up winning the game as missed shot by Becker and foul line. Ball is tipped around for what seemed like an eternity. Never did hit the floor. Pinballed around, ricocheted around off about four or five different players. Finally, Maddie Gragg was able to get a handle of the basketball and calmly banked it in right before the buzzer to give Seaman the victory to stay perfect. As Brooks hits both free throws, 22-8. Bonner to the right elbow, picks up the dribble, gives it to Finley. Finley guard by Cropper. Here comes Sales. And now it's a run and jump trap defense by Piper. McConaughey to Bonner. We have a foul call away from the ball on Sales, the freshman center. That's his second. 14 foul on Piper. Still got 4:57 to go in this first half. Bonner lobs it to Finley. Finley guarded by Crawford. Finley, nice move, and then he tries to dish the last minute and does to Smith, but he was fouled on the drive down the boulevard. On Cooper Crawford, his first 15th foul. So, Seaman's down 14, but if they can continue to attack, get into the lane, and draw fouls, they will be shooting free throws for the final 5 minutes of this first half. That's a free throw good by Finley. Breyer, a 58% foul shooter. Seaman starts two seniors, three juniors, four returning starters from last year's team that was hampered by injury. Finley missed a good portion of the year. Bonner missed some time. Finley makes both free throws. 22-10, Piper. Here comes Lance Walton to our left in the black uniforms with the white numerals, or purple numerals and lettering outlined in the gray or the white. Back cut, Moore going up. Can he finish? No, but he was grabbed by the arm there. And almost converted it anyway. Fouls on Dalton Smith, his second. Now, Seaman overplaying on the perimeter and got beat on a back cut. So Moore to the line. Free throw, in and out. Well, this is why you're not out of the game. Even though Seaman's down 12, they will be in a double bonus the final 4:32 of this half. And if you put Piper on the line, they are not good at shooting free throws, and Moore just missed both. He's one of three on the line. He's just 37% on the season, and that's your leading score. Nice find. Smith open and misses from 12. Great look by Finley as he was able to wiggle his way free on the baseline on the drive, and now stepping through, a crazy scoop there by Brooks, but it nearly went down. 22-10, Piper. Seaman's only lead was 3-2. Here is Bonner, hands it off to Finley. Finley will shoot it from another area. Coden, swish it. Finley from another continent. That thing was out there about 6 or 7 feet or more beyond the three-point line, almost in the Piper bench. He let it fly right next to the Piper head coach, Steve Wallace. 22-13. Crawford will try to answer his three ball missing. Finley, good pass ahead to Smith on the money. Smith putting it up and in, counted and a foul. And just like that, Seaman's back in it. 22-15. And a timeout called by Piper. 7-0 run by Seaman to get back in it. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supplier dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
6'7 junior Cooper Crawford called for his second foul. Johnny Vogel, starter, has three fouls. Derek Jackson, a starter, two fouls. Isaiah Sales, a starter, with two fouls. So foul trouble mounting for Piper. It was 22-8, but Seaman on a 7-0 spurt. Chance to make it an 8-0 run as Dalton Smith to the foul line for a three-point opportunity, and he misses to the right. Rebound underneath Cameron Bryant. He goes up strong, puts it up, no. And the foul, if that is on Jackson, who just checked in, that would be his third. And I think it is. Derek Jackson, their second lead score of 14 a game, just picked up his third. So Coach Ball's going to have to go deeper into that bench. Bernard Labatt, the third, a 5'9 sophomore, will have to come in. We still got 3:32 to play first half. Cameron Bryan to the line, 55% foul shooter, hits the first. Makes it a 6-point game. Second free throw for a 6'1 junior. It's on the way. And that one does a 360 and out. But we have a violation. Piper came in early. Crawford saying he was bumped, but the official says, no, you weren't. Hyper-aggressive man-to-man defense. They attack the paint on offense, as we've seen. Free throw rolls in there for Bryan. That's 22-17. For Seaman, he got Finley and Bonner, and then they need some others to step up, build more consistent scores. That would help take some pressure off of Finley and Bonner, who's averaging 34 of their 63. Finn move, great. Layup there by Lance Walton, his first two. And it's 24-17. That was just a quick spin dribble and able to pivot and lay it up and in. Left the defender in his wake. Smith into Bryan. Bryan had it poked away, gets it back, now lost it, loose on the floor. Bryan dives for it, tied up with Labatt. Jump ball and arrow points in favor of Piper. Good effort by the 5'9 sophomore Labatt, who just checked in. Well, it's an opportunity for Seaman. You're in the double bonus. You can score with the clock stopped if you're aggressive. Piper already has a ton of foul trouble to deal with, so keep going at him. Crawford's on the floor right now playing with two. Jackson on the bench with three. Vogel on the bench with three. So two starters with three and two starters with two. P.J. Moore out front. Three-pointer on the way by Walton. Splash into the sea. Nothing but net ripping the cords from downtown is Lance Walton. Here's Bryan. Just like that, 27-17. He puts up the jumper, that one well short from the baseline. So Walton with five straight points. Here's Labatt, got away with a walk. Here's Crawford, goes up, puts it in, count it, and a foul, a block on Bryan. And Coach Cox being his case, the official saying there was a walk, and they missed it. So Bryan with his second personal. Fourth team foul on Seaman at the 2:20 mark of the second quarter. It was 22-17. Let's go back. It was 22-8. And then a 9-0 run made it 22-17. And now Crawford completes a three-point play, and now it's 30-17. So 9-0 run for Seaman. Now Piper, an 8-0 run in a span of a minute. Zuniga's pass is tipped out of bounds into the Piper faithful far sideline, tipped there by Brooks. To 17, just when Seaman was right back in it. Here's Finley, picked up by Brooks. Finley, step back off the dribble, bounces off, way up high, and literally grabbing the ball almost off the backboard was Moore, who's quite the athlete, and a foul, loose ball foul called after Moore had the rebound called on Seaman. And it's on Smith. Dalton Smith now picks up his third, and both teams will shoot two free throws the rest of this first half. Minute 55 to play in the second quarter. 30-17 Piper. Seaman led for a brief moment in time at 3-2. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll recap what was a classic and thriller that came down to a buzzer beater earlier tonight between the Seaman and Piper girls. Moore misses the free throw. His struggles at the line continue. 1-4, 37% on the season, and he's attempted almost 100 free throws. Second free throw is up. That one back iron, no, but a one-hand rebound by Lance Walton has really picked up the slack here in the foul trouble the Piper is dealing with. And now Walton drives, kicks it out. Crawford fakes the three. The lefty dishes underneath. Brooks has it, puts it up, and scores. Counted and a foul. And Brooks has four. So even though P.J. Moore missed both free throws, it could end up turning into a three-point trip for Piper. Not how you normally draw it up. But. Foul on McConaughey, that's his second. Free throw is up, and it is good by Brooks, who's only a 47% foul shooter, but 3-for-3 tonight. 33-17. 11-0 run for Piper. Here's Zuniga. Plays it to Bonner. Bonner has it near sideline. Into the lane. Off balance shot. Good. Gliding to his left. Couldn't square up. Was bumped a little bit. No call. He knocks it down. He has 8, 33-19. Oh, nice pass. Walton to Moore. Back to Walton. Walton steps through as it's swatted away by Zuniga. Here's Bonner. Attacks all the way and has it blocked. But the rebound and stick back is good by Cameron Bryant. Back the other way. Left hand layup is in there for Labatt. His first two. 35-21. Back the other way. Bonner missed the layup at the rim, but the follow is good by Cameron Bryan. He has six off the bench. 35-23. Here's Walt. Spins into the paint. Tries to dish it. Deflected. Brooks gets it. And then knocked away by Cameron Bryan. And we have a jump ball. Arrow in favor of Seaman. The Piper had 11-0 run to counter the 8-0 spurt by Seaman. It was 22-8, then 22-17. Just like that, 33-17. That's the biggest lead tonight for Piper of 16 points, and now it's back down to 12, and Seaman has a chance to cut it to single digits with a three on this possession. 1 second difference between shot clock and game clock. 36 on the game clock, 35 on the shot clock. Full court, man-to-man pressure being applied here by Piper. Finley gets it in to Bonner at half court. Bonner goes to work, leans in, off balance, no, but a foul called on Moore. His first. Bonner just leaned in and initiated the contact. Coach Wallace, I think that's his argument, saying, by a defender, what is he supposed to do? So a couple of free throws here for Kayvon Bonner. All-leaguer last year, averaged 15.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3 assists. As the free throw rolls out. Bonner with 8 points, 2 of 3 from the line. Leads the team and made 3-pointers, points per game, assists per game, steals per game. Second free throw, ooh, that one's short. Bonner, 79% foul shooter, misses 2 charity tosses. And now Piper can hold for the final shot of this first half. And Piper's got to feel pretty good being up 12 with 2 starters with 3 fouls, including their second leading scorer. That missed some substantial time in this first 16 minutes of play. And 2 other starters with 2 fouls as well. Here's Moore, out of knocked away. Cameron Bryant, great pass ahead to Finley. Finley goes up, and he, I don't know what happened. He double clutched and left the left-hand layup short. Crawford from half court the other way. There's an air ball. I don't know if Finley slipped as he was going up. That was weird. It looked like he was going to be easy, too. Halftime, Piper 35, Seaman 23. Back for halftime show in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Some of the moms are putting on a dance routine along with the dance team for Seaman. And they're doing a darn good job. This has been fun to watch here at halftime. And so now the dance team of Seaman is doing their part of the show. It's not all moms, but I think it's staff. I think that's what it is. It's Seaman school staff that is doing it, not necessarily all moms, although some of them probably are moms, but they did a good job. We're at halftime, 35-23 in favor of Piper in the boys' contest. Piper led at the end of one, 20-8. It was 22-8. Seaman went on a 9-0 run to cut the 5, 22-17. Piper came right back with 11 unanswered to go 33-17. That was the biggest lead of the first half. They settled for a 12-point advantage at the break, 35-23. Seaman led in that first half by Kayvon Bonner with 8, 5 for Briar Finley, including a 3, 4 points for Dalton Smith, 6 for Cameron Bryan off the bench. They made the 1-3 by Finley. They were 5-9 from the line at 5 turnovers. Piper, meanwhile, with 4 turnovers. They're 7-11 from the line, hit 2 threes, one by P.J. Moore, one by Lance Walton. P.J. Moore had 8 points in the first half and a 3-pointer, 5 points and a 3 for Lance Walton, 5 points, 3 free throws for Almar Brooks, 7 points, 3-for-3 for line for Cooper Crawford, 2 points for Bernard Labatt, the third off the bench, 6 points for Derek Jackson, and remember, he had 3 fouls. They had 2 points for Isaiah Sales. Halftime, 35-23 in favor of Piper. Back with more of a halftime show in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities. When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate, LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now they're having a knockout competition here at halftime. 35-23, Piper boys leading Seaman at intermission. Earlier tonight, we had a good feeling that it was going to be a fantastic matchup, and it did not disappoint us in the very least, as the Seaman Lady Vikings stayed undefeated, winning their 25th in a row. They haven't lost since February 20th of last year at Shawnee Heights. But it came down literally to the final second of the game. Piper led 16-12 at the end of one. It was 23-22 Seaman when Piper scored eight in a row to close out first half and led 30-23 and eventually 30-25 on a late bucket by Seaman. It was 41-36 Seaman at the end of three. 41-36 Piper at the end of three. And then Piper only scored 2 points in the first 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. Seaman battled back. Seaman took a 44-43 lead on two free throws by Anna Becker. And then Faith McCallop was fouled, made two free throws under a minute to go to give Piper a 45-44 lead. Maddie Gragg was fouled. She had two free throws. Seaman was back up 46-45. Then it was Grace McCallop, who's going to play basketball at the University of California next year, Division I hoops, transferred from Shawnee Bishop Riege. She ended up making a bucket in the lane on a turnaround banker with 15 seconds left. Piper is up one. Piper called timeout, set their defense. Seaman got into Anna Becker. She brought the ball up the floor, stepped back, shot from the foul line, was off the mark. And then the ball was tipped around for what seemed like forever. It seemed like it was four or five different players touched the ball in midair. The ball never did hit the floor. And you're waiting for the buzzer to go off, and Seaman was going to lose. At least I was thinking, somebody's got to grab the ball and do something. Nobody could grab it. Ava Esser kept it alive. Eventually, Maddie Gragg grabbed the basketball two hands, calmly banked it in to beat the buzzer by half a second. And Seaman wins on the buzzer beater by Gragg. 48-47 was the final. Seaman, number one team in the state, defending 5A champs, keeps their perfect season alive, but just barely. 19-0, they win a league title, wrap it up tonight for the third straight year in the UKC. They're 15-0, can go undefeated in the league with a win Friday at Shawnee Heights. And Piper, so close to pulling off the win and ending that long winning streak for Seaman. Piper now 15-4, 12-3 in the UKC. Seaman girls 19-0, 15-0 in the UKC. And leading the way was Maddie Gragg with 14, 10 in the second half, including two clutch free throws in the game winner, Kinley Wilhelm. She ended up leading second on the team with 12. Anna Becker held to 8. Ryan Miller had 6 points and a three-pointer. 7 points to Ava Esser, but like I said, a couple of big-time hustle plays to keep the ball alive on the glass. Kara Beaton had a free throw as well, as Seaman with the 19th lead change of the game on the shot by Gragg was the permanent lead change. Piper with the loss. They were led by Grace McCallop with 18. Faith McCallop chipped in with 13, and Bradley Gerber had 11. As Piper, that's a tough tough loss to stomach when it looked like they were probably going to win, but came and beats them at the buzzer to keep their perfect season intact. Boys game, Piper 35, Seaman 23. Stay tuned. We'll have the second half in just a little bit. I will let you know that if you are a Seaman or Piper fan listening on 96.9 The Pulse right now in your car, wherever you are, you can go back and listen to the radio broadcast. We'll have it posted later tonight, mscsports.net. You can go back. It's free for you to go back and listen to it. I'll try to pull that game-winning clip off of the audio and post that to some social media platforms and tag as many people as I can when I get home later tonight. So be looking for that, and we'll get that all posted for you. Second half of the boys' game coming up. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrow, Kansas.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second half. Piper with the basketball and the black unis with the purple numerals outlined in the gray. Here is Isaiah Sales. The reverse layup doesn't fall. Rebounded there by Finley on the baseline. Seaman in the home white with the red numerals outlined in the blue. Bonner over the Finley. Finley into the lane. Off balance shot. Bounces in. Ryer Finley with seven. And it is 35-25 in favor of Piper. Pirates moving from left to right, from south to north on your radio dial in the second half. Both teams been playing man-to-man. We saw a little run-and-jump trap on a possession by Piper. The banker by Moore, no. His own tip, no. McConaughey rips it away. Strong rebound for the Vikings. Trail by 10. Bonner lobs it to the near wing. Finley into the paint. Goes all the way. Slithers through and scores. Ryer Finley with back-to-back buckets. He has 9. 35-27. Pipers lead down to 8. They led by as many as 16 in that first half. Jackson nearly lost it. Out to Vogel. His three-pointer in and out. Rebounded by Bonner. Vogel playing with 3. Derek Jackson playing with 3. Two starters for Piper. In some serious foul trouble. Finley just inside the volleyball line, short from about 28 feet. The game has changed over the years. That used to be a no-no, don't take that type of shot. But it's acceptable nowadays, and kids have more range than ever before, girls and boys. Here's Vogel, fakes the 3, gives it up to Jackson. Jackson averages 14 a contest. Moore leads the team at 17 per. Vogel swings it in the corner, rising and firing, short by Brooks. Rebound by Bonner. And so far, Seaman's defense has been improved in this second half as Piper yet to score 2 minutes in. Just tuning in, there's a shot clock here at Seaman, 35-second shot clock. Here's Smith a little bit off balance. Banker knows some contact. Moore tried to take a charge. Instead, the shot too strong off the glass. Back the other way is Brooks. He's able to double clutch and scoop it up and in. Brooks with 7. That was a tough play. Tough shot. High degree of difficulty. 37-27. Bounce pass head far sideline in front of head coach Craig Cox. This is Finley looking for a back cut to Smith. Threads the needle. Now McConaughey, who doesn't really look to score very often, back to Smith. An ill-advised pass, but it ricochets right back to McConaughey and the Finley. Swatted away by Sales. McConaughey gets it. Shoots from the foul line. Back iron, no. And then P.J. Moore with it. Tied up with Finley. And Moore hits the deck as Finley and Moore wrestled up high for the ball. Looks like everybody is okay. Did they call a foul on Finley? They're talking it over here. It's good effort by both players. It looked worse than it probably was. But obviously, if you're a teammate of P.J. Moore, I mean, you're going to run to his aid. That's what you want. If you're a player on any team and something bad happens to you, whether it's overt or inadvertent, it's on purpose or not, and your teammates don't come to back you up or come help you off the floor, that's a sign of a team that does not have good chemistry, or it's a sign of teammates not liking you. It's a jump ball. After all that, they call a jump ball. Piper can't believe it. An arrow points in favor of Seaman. 5:11 to go, third quarter. Piper's led the entire way except for a brief moment was 3-2 Seaman. Piper's biggest lead was 33-17. And now here's Moore and Finley getting in each other's grill right now. Now the officials are going to have to come in and tell Moore and Finley to settle it down. And the lady official, she comes in. I could read her lips. She said, knock it off, boys. Like a mom coming in the backyard yelling at her sons. Knock it off, boys. Here's Bonner. That usually didn't work back in the day. And now we have a travel called on Bonner as Brooks just pulled the chair out from underneath Bonner. I don't think Piper's a little fired up after that. There's a little pep in their step. See if Seaman poked the bear inadvertently. 37-27. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Jackson. Looks underneath, and it hit the baseline. Turnover. And now it's a delay of game warning, I think. Sales went ahead and laid it in after the play was well over. So a turnover for Piper. That's their sixth. Full court, man-to-man. Baseball pass ahead to Bonner. Bonner goes all the way. One-hand jam! Bonner with a right-hand jam and had something to say to Sales. 37-29. They break the pressure at the baseball pass, and there's a tee, and that's on Piper's head coach, Steve Wallace. Bonner with 10. The baseball pass from Finley break the pressure. Full court man-to-man by Piper. Led Bonner right to the bucket. Right hand, tomahawk jam. Then he looked right at Sales. Don't know if he said anything in particular. I thought he might get called for a taunt, possibly. Did not. And then Coach Wallace wasn't very happy, and he got teed up. So, Seaman within 8. Free throw by Bonner. Good. I don't know if Coach Wallace was talking about what I was just referring to, kind of a stare there by Bonner after he dunked it. Bonner has 12, and it's 37-31. That's 4 points already on this trip. It could be a 7-point possession if they get a 3. Seaman with the ball after the technical on the head coach. Here is Bonner. Things have become a little bit spicier, as they would say. Finley into the paint, gives it up. Smith steps through, puts it up a little bit off. Oh, man, then a big-time follow-through by Moore, and he nailed Smith. I mean, Moore got his money's worth on that foul. That's his second. Emotions running high right now, and the officials are going to have to do a really good job of reeling this in a little bit. They teed up Piper's head coach, but they're going to have to be watching P.J. Moore's. He's not showing a lot of emotion right now, but that was a very hard foul. you could argue is a little bit unnecessary, but he's probably thinking earlier, how did Finley not get a foul, and they called a jump ball. So you can understand some frustration there. Here's a lob to McConaughey, 37-31. Bonner posting, had the ball ripped away, stolen. Here comes Moore with the loose change. He goes all the way and then lost it out of bounds, or was it touched by Smith? Nope, Moore lost it out of bounds. Seventh turnover for Piper. Here's, oh, nope, they changed their, they overturned the call. They change it. They say it was touched by Seaman. 4 minutes, 22 seconds to go in this third quarter. The intensity level's gone up a couple of notches. Pass tip by Finley, but Jackson has it. He'll go to work. One-on-one against Finley. Pull up Jay. Hits the side of the backboard. Finley challenging. Ran into his arm. Called for the personal, his first. First team foul on the Vikings. So Jackson to the line, a 61% foul shooter, which is one of the better foul shooters on the team for Piper. As a team, they're 47%. As Jackson knocks down the first, and you would think that'll come back and bite the Pirates at some point, unless they can improve when the games count the most come sub-state time and possibly state time. As the second free throw by Jackson is good. 39-31, Piper. Damon was down 16. They cut it to 6. Now it's back up to 8. Finley between the ovals, and a hand check called. Bit of a bump there called on Moore. That's his second team foul. So Moore has 3 fouls. Vogel and Jackson have 3 for Piper. Landon Wilt's back in the game playing with 3 fouls. Dalton Smith has 3. Here's a lob for Bonner. And we've got a hold away from the ball on Brooks, who's trying to prevent that lob. Second on Brooks. Third team foul on the Pirates. Johnny Vogel will check in here in a moment. We'll see who he comes in for. Coming in for P.J. Moore. The Vogel with 3 fouls comes in. Moore with 3 departs. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter, 39-31. Finley, guarded there by Brooks. Now Bonner, picked up there by Lance Walton. Walton gave him a spark off the bench. Returning starter, but coming off the bench this year, has accepted his role. Finley, underneath, wide open. Wilt's left-hand layup. His first two. Nice pass to the dime from Finley. 39-33. Piper, their lead has shrunk to 6. Jackson reverses it to Brooks. Underhands it to Lance Walton. Picked up by Wilt. Walton loses the dribble, but brings it back and regains control of it. Now Vogel, little three-guard weave action. Vogel flips it to Crawford. Crawford into the paint. Off-balance shot does not go, but a foul called on the bump and the challenge of the shot on McConaughey. That is his third. That's the second team foul on Seaman, but Crawford fouled in the act of shooting. Crawford has the black sleeve on his entire right leg. His left leg, there is no sleeve. That kind of looks, always looks a little bit weird to me, but whatever works for the player. Crawford is 4 for 4 from the line. He has 8 points. Piper's done a better job shooting free throws so far this evening. Second free throw for Crawford is on the way, and jinxed him. He misses that one. That was well short. 40-33. Piper with the lead. Here's Seaman. Bonner. Spin dribble. Oh, it puts him in the spin cycle and scores at the rack. Man, Bonner, with a quick spin dribble, left the defender in his dust. 14 for Bonner, 40-35. Jackson fade away from the foul line. Challenged by Zuniga, it's a bit strong. Vikings within 5, closest they've been since early in the second. Bonner, a deep 3, short, but it goes right to Bryan, who lays it up and in. It was almost like it was a pass. And it's 40-37. Boy, Piper was up 22-8, 33-17 first half, and Siemens battled all the way back. Crawford, tough shot, misses. Ball tipped out, it's loose. Jackson has it. Walton open, 3-pointer, big shot, got it. Well, Seaman could not corral the offensive rebound, and Lance Walton makes him pay on the scramble play. 43-37, timeout on the floor, back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we just refused to do blowouts on 96.9 The Pulse, even if it looked dire there a little bit for Seaman, down 14, down 16. They've come all the way back cut to 6, but right there they forced a tough shot, a miss, and the long rebound. Seaman couldn't get to it at the foul line. It was tipped out. Eventually, Lance Walton had a wide-open three. How many times do you see a loose ball, everybody scrambling after it, and eventually it ends up in a three-pointer, ends up being a three-pointer from a good outside shooter. And instead of being down three with the ball, instead Seaman down 6. That timeout was called by Piper. They have 3 remaining. Seaman has all 5 of theirs. So 2:28 to go, third quarter, 43-37 in favor of Piper, ranked 2nd in 5A. Seaman ranked 8th. Finley brings up near sideline. Got to watch for the wolf from behind. Didn't know it. Vogel poked it away from behind. Good hustle by Vogel. And then Finley with a foul on Crawford, 90 feet away from the bucket. Finley just a little bit frustrated there, I think. That's a 2nd on Finley. 3rd team foul. So I noted it here. It was 40-37. Scramble play. Walton hits a 3. We'll see if that play comes back to a turning point in this contest. Here's Walton. Fakes the 3. Now steps into the shorter 3 off the dribble. Left it short. Bonner the long carom. Here come the Vikings from right to left. Wilt's giving room. High arcing 3. No. Ball tipped. Loose. Bryant tied up with Walton. Jump ball. And it goes to Piper. Yeah, Wilt's had a good look at it. Just a bit short. Earlier tonight, the Viking girls, Seaman Viking girls, number 1 team in the state, undefeated. And still undefeated on a game-winning shot at the buzzer by Maddie Gregg to win by 1. Here's Jackson. Catches, rises and fires. Baseline misses from 12. Rebounded by Wilts. Outlet to Bonner. Jackson's been off the mark in the 2nd half after 6 early points. Finley picked up there by Jackson. And now we have a player absolutely discarded. Wilts hit the deck, and we'll see who this is on. It's on Vogel. That's his 4th. So 5 team fouls on Piper. Vogel has 4 as he got locked up with Wilts and discarded him. And you could hear the big thud down on the floor to my left from up here at midcourt, up above the bleachers where I'm at. Free throw by Wilts is away and good. He has 3 points, averages 10. Bernard Labatt is in. 2nd free throw. Wilts rips the cords. Hits both tosses. 43-39. Blake Toyn is in. 5'11 senior. Cameron Bryan on the floor. And Zuniga. So 3 subs and then 2 starters, Finley and Bonner. Here's Jackson. Turns the corner all the way to the hoop. Left hand layup. Can't finish at the rack. Rebound Bonner. Seaman has numbers for a moment. Bonner doesn't take the deep 3. Minute 12 to play in his 3rd quarter. Finley catches at the foul line. Goes to work against the smaller Labatt. Turns, double clutches, and scores. That's 6-5 versus 5-9. That's a M&M-er mismatch. 11 for Finley. 43-41. It's a 2-point game after Piper led by 16 in the 2nd quarter. What a comeback by the Seaman boys. Oh, what a move by Brooks. Goes all the way in for 2 as he absolutely left Zuniga in his tracks. Brooks with 9. You talk about beating a guy off a dribble. That's what took place there. Here's Labatt. Starting Toyn. Underhands it to Finley, who is bumped. Stays there for over and back. At the Viking logo, Finley drives right down the boulevard and scores with the left. The seas parted and Finley has 13. 45, 43. Piper by two, and they can hold for the final shot of this third quarter. Shot clock turned off, 15 on the game clock. Jackson dribbles it with the right hand in front of the official to my right on the near side. And now Cameron Bryan called for a foul, and they had one to give, so that's not a bad foul. Fourth team foul. Bryan's third personal. So Piper has 7 seconds to work with here at the end of the third quarter. Lob it in the backcourt, and Jackson picks it up. He goes to work, brings it back across the timeline into the forecourt. Now shoots a three, and it's fouled by Finley. Finley can't believe it, but that's a good call. He got him. Jackson's not that bad a shooter for it to be 10 feet short. Finley's pleading the case, but that's a foul. Even Coach Cox is even arguing that one. But Finley just picked up his third. That's just not a good foul. Jackson was having to elevate and force at the top of the key. So the senior with the foul. And Jackson to the line, 61%. He makes the first. He's 3-of-3 from the line. Piper, 47% of the team at the foul line. Usually you don't see teams with 15-3 records have that poor of foul shooters, but they've shot the charity toss as well tonight, as Jackson now 4-for-4 from the stripe, and a chance to be 5-for-5 and hit all three as he was fouled on the three-point attempt. Jackson averages 14 a game. Hits up, and he rattles it home. Finley gets it, and it passes deflected, and that's the end of the third quarter. 48-43, Piper back for the fourth quarter in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Seaman High School, a Wednesday night of high school hoops. We had Monday night. We had a fun doubleheader between Roswell and St. Mary's. St. Mary's Hayden Heim, 49 points, a new school record, St. Mary's, in the girls' game. And then Brady Hurlis, St. Mary's boys, put up 36. The St. Mary's girls and boys got a sweep on Monday. And here tonight, Seaman girls winning at the buzzer to keep their perfect season intact, 48-47. And the Seaman boys down by 16, got within two, and now down five to start the fourth quarter. Here is Kayvon Bonner, who has 14 points. Finley's chipped in with 13. Screen set by Bryan. Bonner whips it over. Great pass in the left corner. Finley short with the three. The long carom comes to Moore. Moore goes up and scores with the right. Moore with 10. Boy, Bonner, that was a terrific pass. And Finley had a wide open look from the corner, left it short, and then it glanced off the iron all the way out to the perimeter where Moore was the first one to get to it. 50-43, Piper. Skip pass into the corner again, Finley. Out front, Bonner, giving some room. He puts it on the floor. Drives, high arcing shot off the window is good. What? Terrific touch and finesse by Bonner off the window. 50-45. Bonner with 16. 7:05 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Crawford. Hands it off to Jackson, and now trying to thread the needle going to Crawford, and the pass by Moore, Jackson's picked off by Bonner. Bonner steps through all the way. Banker here too strong. Trying to get his own rebound. Moore comes away with it. Pass ahead to Brooks. Brooks lobs it for Crawford. Crawford catches, turns, and is hammered by Finley. And yet Crawford has the upper body strength to muscle it up and in for two and a chance for the three-point opportunity. Well, that was a pretty hard foul and a good foul, I thought, by Finley initially, so he doesn't get two. All the thing is, it is Finley's fourth, and Crawford strong enough to make it. Right through the contact. He absorbed the contact, fought through, and scored off the glass. Crawford with 10, averages 10. 4 of 5 from the line tonight. Finley has to check out. Toyn is out, so it's Brian, Wiltz, McConaughey, Smith, and Bonner. Where will the offense come from outside of Bonner right now for Seaman? That's the question. As Crawford misses the free throw, long rebound, though, to Moore. Here's Walton, his three. Swish! Walton has been an X-factor tonight. His third three, he has 11. And just like that, it's 55-45, Piper by 10, and Finley, their second-leading scorer for Seaman, on the bench with four fouls. We still got 6:25 to play. Bonner, turnaround, fadeaway, baseline, no, but he is fouled across the arm. It is on Brooks. That's his third. First team foul of the fourth quarter on Piper. They'll host Turner on Friday. Seaman will be at Shawnee Heights on Friday. That will be a heck of a game. First one, Seaman won 68-66 over the Thunderbirds. Kayvon Bonner had 26 in that one, 19 in the second half, 13 in the fourth quarter. Jared Sanchez of Shawnee Heights had 39 in the game. Bonner missed two free throws earlier, but makes this one. 79% foul shooter. He makes both. He has 18, and it's 55-47, Piper. Lance Walton, off the bench. He started, returning starter last year, coming off the bench this year, all-leaguer last year. You got to commend that kid for accepting his role. And he's done good things tonight off the bench. Here's Brooks, double-teamed, triple-teamed, and call for a travel. 8 turnovers for the Pirates. 6 turnovers for Seaman, and now Briar Finley comes in with Seaman on offense. Brian checks out. Finley is in. Now the official is having a mini-conference. 6:04 to go in this one, 55-47, Piper. And now we bring in the third official to talk about it. Piper boys 15-3, 12-2 in the UKC. They win tonight. More than likely they will win the league title for the second year in a row. They're 14-2 in the league last year. And it's Bonner inbounds to Smith, back to Bonner. Piper's led the entire way except for a brief moment. Seaman had a 3-2 lead in the first quarter. Bonner, step back three off the dribble, short. Well, that looked like it was going in. We had a perfect view of it. Lance Walton, the rebound. The guard pushes up the floor and it bounces right off his foot. Smith ahead to Wiltz. Wiltz checks to see if there's a Wolf behind him. Crossover dribble, finds Smith top of the circle. Fires it over to Bonner. Bonner to Finley. Three-pointer on the way from the wing. Clangs off the side of the iron and out of bounds. Finley's last two threes have been short. And now Finley will go out. He's talking with the official right now, but Finley will go out because Seaman, you have a dead ball. Seaman's on defense, so it's smart to get Finley off the floor. Bring in Cameron Bryant. Finley has four fouls. McConaughey and Smith and Wiltz have three for Seaman. Four on Vogel, three on Brooks, three on Moore, three on Jackson for Piper. Here is Moore. Averages 17 a game. Going to work against Cameron Bryant. And a foul called on Bryant. His fourth. Second team foul. Seaman fans wanting a hook call, offensive foul, which there was a bit of a hook, but I think it was after the initial contact. Now we're going to bring Finley back in for defense. But the reason they took him out was to protect him, but now they're still on defense and Finley comes in. So Finley's got to be smart. Inbounds, great position. Moore count it, and a chance for three. Now Moore just was able to slither his way inside McConaughey, and then powered up and in, and the foul. McConaughey has his fourth. Smart play by Moore. He has 12. Now to the foul line, where he's 1 of 5, and he misses again. 1 out of 6. He has a sideways spin to his shot at the foul line. Here's Bonner, stutter step, puts up the off-balance floater, well short, but he was hammered up high, and so Bonner will get two free throws. Fouls on Pharrell Mack, who just checked in. That's his first. Third team foul. 5:09 to go. Piper leading by 10, 57-47. Bonner's first is on the way and off. Bonner 79% from the line, but 6 of 9 tonight. He has 18 points. Finley 13. Cameron Bryan on the bench with 8. DJ Moore 12. 10 for Cooper Crawford. 11 for Derek Jackson. Balanced attack. And Lance Walton has 11 as well for Piper as Bonner makes the second. 57-48. Piper approaching 5 minutes to play. Both teams fighting to host a 5A sub-state next week. Piper wants to get back to state, finish the deal. State runner-up a year ago. Here's Moore. Gets it out to Vogel. Vogel playing with four fouls into the lane, out to Moore. Moore gives it up to Jackson. Jackson, oh, nice pass underneath for Brooks for the easy two. Good vision by Jackson. 11 for Brooks. Four players in double figures for Piper. 59-48 Pirates with 4:28 to play. Bonner underneath trying to go to Finley. Stolen. Moore with the theft and is fouled by Bonner, which was a good foul. Bonner's first. Third team foul on the open floor. Team of 8 turnovers. Team fouls even at 3 apiece. Crawford gets it in to Brooks. And now here's Jackson. Between the ovals. Goes to work against Finley. Spins, turns, dishes into the far corner. Rising for 3. And at the side of the backboard by Moore. Moore tries to save it. Dives into the stands. It looks like he's going to be okay. Here's a 3 on the way. Off the mark. Put up there by Brooks. Finley with the rebound. Well, I was worried about Moore that he didn't get hurt in the bleachers. Now Finley drives, goes all the way. The scoop with the right is good. Finley with 15. No help defense from the Pirates. 59-50. As Finley able to navigate his way all the way to the hoop, and now Jackson is bumped, carving into the lane. And Finley just fouled out. That's number 5 on Briar Finley. He finishes with 15. So Blake Twain comes in, Finley goes out. That's a serious blow to Siemens' chances of coming back to win this one. And now they're trying to make sure. I mean, Finley, that was his fifth, so I don't know if they're checking that. Are they checking team fouls? Are they checking? Are they saying that he was shooting? No, it's 5 team fouls. That's why. Yep. They were going to throw it out of bounds. They were going to inbound it underneath, and then they realized, good job by the official. He went over the scores table and said, hey, 5 team fouls. So Jackson will shoot 2. He has 11 points. 5 for 5 from the line. Make it 6 for 6. Well, you never know that the Pirates are a bad foul shooting team at 47%. I mean, Moore's 1 for 6, but Crawford's 4 for 6. Jackson's 6 for 6. Jackson coming in 61%. Second free throw on the way. That one also good. 61-50, Piper. Boy, Seaman has been battling an uphill climb all night. They were down 22-8, 33-17. Down 10 there in the third. Came all the way back. Cut it to 2 at one point. Here's Bryant. Tough off-balance shot. Tough angle. Rebound McConaughey. And a loose ball foul against Piper. It is on Jackson. That's his fourth. Fourth team foul. Well, double bonus the rest of the way for both teams. So if you're Seaman, attack. You can score with the clock stopped. Here's Bonner on the inbounds. The high arcing 3 far side in front of the Viking bench. And he buries it. Bonner with 22. His first 3 of the night. At 61-53. Piper by 8. Skip it across. To Lance Walton. Gives it up to Moore, to a cutting Brooks, and he is fouled by Bonner or McConaughey. Take your pick. And McConaughey, that'd be his fifth, and he would be Dairy Queen, as Clark Kellogg would say, DQ'd. Fifth, yep. So McConaughey and Finley have fouled out of the contest. And Coach Cox goes to his bench and going to bring in Griffin Zuniga, 6'4 junior. The free throw was almost an air ball by Jackson. So he missed the free throw, but I'll be honest with you, that shouldn't have let him shoot that free throw until McConaughey was off the floor and replaced, and he wasn't. You could argue that Seaman almost had six on the floor there. I think Zuniga was still off the floor, but once you've fouled out, you cannot be on the floor and participate. And if you let the other team shoot a free throw, you're still technically on the floor. You're a participant.
So,
interesting. And I said Jackson. It's actually Brooks that misses both free throws. So I beg your pardon on that. Jackson's still perfect 7-7 from the line. 61-53, 3 minutes to go. Like we said, Piper doesn't shoot free throws well. They have tonight, but on the season they don't. So there's a chance to come back against these guys. To the far side, it goes to Torrance. Being harassed and hounded right in his grill is Lance Walton. Now to Bonner. And he tries to make a long pass, thread the needle. It was nearly stolen. Then the loose change goes to Bryant. He lays it up and in. Timeout, Seaman. 2:33 to go, 61-55 Piper, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Piper's been in control of this game for the most part, but Seaman will not go away. Down six, two-possession game, 2:33 to go. And Seaman has committed 5 team fouls. Piper's in a double bonus. Pass ahead more. Nice catch, and the layup, no, for Brooks. He hits the floor hard, and he will get 2 free throws. The foul called on, might be on Cameron Bryant, and if so, that'd be the third Viking to foul out. Yep. They're saying it's his fourth. I had him down for 5-4 already, so just his fourth. And so Brooks to the line where he just missed 2 free throws. 47% on the year. Made his first 3 tonight. This one on the way and missing. You get in a tight game in sub-state or state, free throws are gigantic. Second free throw for Brooks. Made his first 3, missed his last 3. And he missed his last 4. Rebound loose on the deck, diving for it. And last touch by Zuniga. Oh, man. So you get 2 misses, but Seaman can't come up with the ball cleanly. Eventually, when they touch it, it is lying on the baseline. And so now Piper gets a new shot clock, and they have possession up 6 with 2:25 to play. So a rebound earlier that Seaman couldn't get, end up being a 3 to make it a 6-point game instead of a 3-point game, and Seaman had the ball. Little plays like that could be the difference. Crawford lost it off his hand, but goes right into the arms of Lance Walton. And a timeout called by Piper as Walton was trapped on the near side. 2:17 to play, fourth quarter, 61-55 in favor of Piper, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon with you on a Wednesday evening. Glad you could tune in to High School Basketball 96.9 The Pulse, along with studio engineer MJ. Seaman girls winning at the buzzer 48-47 to keep their perfect season intact. Boys game, Piper's been up by 14 at one occasion. It was cut to 6, up 16. It was cut all the way down to 2, and now it sits at 6. And Piper's missed her last four free throws. Here's Jackson. Over to Brooks. Now to Lance Walton. Walton, a 75% foul shooter. Here's Moore. That's the guy you want to foul. Now to Crawford with a two-hand jam on the baseline. Little jam to go with that sandwich. And here is Bonner. He's able to finish the other way. He has 24 and a timeout on the floor called by Seaman. So it's still a two-possession game, 63-57. Piper with the lead back at 30 on 96.9 the Bulls.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Minute 53 to play here in the fourth quarter. Piper ranked second in the state in 5A, leading the 8th rated Seaman Vikings, also in 5A. 63-57 our score. Briar Finley, their second leading scorer for Seaman, fouled out of the ballgame. He has 15. Matthew McConaughey, another starter, is fouled out. Cooper Crawford a moment ago with a two-handed jam on the baseline. But Kayvon Bonner came right back, raced down the floor, and scored to cut it to six. And with the problems at the foul line the Pipers had this year, Demon definitely still has a chance. Here's Crawford. Back to Jackson. Jackson's perfect at the line tonight. Now he lobs it for Crawford, who misses the layup. And then out of bounds, last touch by Blake Toyne, and that was the right call. Coach Cox, I think, wanted a foul called. He's saying that Toyne was undercut a bit. And Crawford missed that layup. He shot that. I mean, that was a, I don't want to be mean to the kid, but that was a brick off the backboard. It didn't hit the rim. And now Crawford just discarded Cameron Bryan. Offensive foul on Crawford. That's his third. 15 foul, but that's a player control foul. So no free throws. So even though Piper's controlled this game, they're having to sweat out the final few minutes, up just six. And substitution. Crawford goes out. That's his fourth foul. And Bernard Labatt, the third, comes in. That's for defense. 63-57. Here's Bonner. No Finley. Here comes the trap on Bonner. That's probably smart. Get out of his hands. Zuniga ahead to Wiltz. Wiltz. He's a find a teammate. Cameron Bryan grabs it. Drives. Nearly slipped. Gets it back. Puts up the shot. No. I said nearly slipped. He nearly traveled on the slip. Instead, he's fouled. That's on the bat. That's his first. Double bonus, the final minute 22 for both teams. So if it comes down to a free throw shooting contest, advantage Seaman, 64% to Piper, 47%. Free throw on the way, skims off the rim, a little bit flat. Need more arc, does Bryant. 55% foul shooter. He's in double figures with 10. I was just 4.5 off the bench, 2 of 3 from the line. Second free throw. The 6'1 junior. To my left, it's up and good. 11 for Brian. Zuniga is out. Dalton Smith is in for the Vikings. Inbounds to Jackson. Back over to the near side of the floor and Walton. Walton gets around Brian. Now Jackson. And he's fouled there by Bonner. Bonner Sanders is a bit of a hook, but Bonner stuck out his chest a little bit, made some contact. He's talking to the official saying, the hook, and the official saying, yeah, I saw that, but you bumped him first. So Kayvon Bonner with his second. And so Derek Jackson, 6'2 junior, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 2 steals, all-league, all-starter, returning starter from last year. And free throw is short. That is 5 missed free throws in a row. Pirates, Bears repeating, 47% at the line as a team. Second free throw on the way. He short-armed that one as well. 5-point game, minute 8 to play. You're never out of it if a team struggles shooting free throws. Here is Bonner. Spins, and a knocked away, and a foul is called. We get Brooks. Yep. Omar Brooks with the personal. That's the last thing you want to do if you're Piper, because it's double bonus, then you just put Demon's best foul shooter at the line. You want to be, I mean, you're playing good aggressive defense, I get that, but man, you have the lead. You don't want to foul and stop the clock. On top of that, the best foul shooter for Siemens at the line. He buries the first. Bonner now has 25, 8 of 11 from the line. He's made 1-3 tonight. Siemens only made 2 threes this evening. One by Finley and one by Bonner. Second one, nothing but nylon. Bonner now with 26, and it's a 3-point game. 63-60, full court pressure by Simu, a minute to go, and now Walton is fouled by Bonner. That's his third, and Walton will go to the line. He's their best foul shooter at 75%, although he's only taken 12 free throws, 9 of 12, and these have a little bit more pressure than perhaps others he's taken. But he's experienced, 5'11 senior. He's come up big with 3 3-pointers tonight for the Pirates. Spins the basketball, lets it fly, and left it short. That is 7 straight missed free throws by the Pirates. 4 by Brooks, 2 by Jackson, and now the first one by Walton. Second free throw. 63-60 Piper with 58 seconds to play. It's on the way, and he hits that one. 12 for Walton, 64-60. Can Seaman come all the way back? They've been close a few times. Cut deficit to 4, 3, and 2, but they've never been able to get over the hump, and has a carry called on Bonner. The official calling the carry on Bonner. He can't believe it. He actually completed a bank shot off the dribble, but the whistle well before that, the turnover on Seaman. And I'll tell you, most players carry the ball now when they dribble almost all the time, but it's kind of the ones that are really bad that you call. Here's the inbounds Vogel to Moore. Moore goes all the way. Had it stripped, and that said their jump ball or out of bounds. What a play there defensively. Toyn and Zuniga came back along with Bonner. It looked like Moore was going to go in and try to put down the hammer. And instead, he didn't have any nails. So he uses hammer on because he lost the ball out of bounds. So it's Seaman ball now. Great hustle by the Vikings. Inbounds comes to Toyn. No Finley. He's fouled out. 64-60. Here's Wilkes. Steps into a three in transition. Bounces off. Rebound. Jackson. And then he traveled. He had it, but there's a lot of congestion lane, and he couldn't put the ball on the floor without moving both feet. Tough break for Jackson. 35.6 to play. Timeout called by Piper. We'll take one as well. 64-60. Pirates. We'll see if they can hang on when we come back. We return in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
35.6 seconds to play here at Seaman High School. Viking boys trailing by 4 against Piper. They have the ball. Here is Toyne out to Wilkes. Can't get off the 3. Goes baseline instead. Lays it up and misses. The tip doesn't go for Brian. Rebound there for Piper. And a foul called on Seaman. Good effort there by P.J. Moore. Good drive by Wilkes. Just couldn't finish there. Contested at the rim. Cameron Bryan's fouled out, so that's the third Viking to foul out. Briar Finley, Matthew McConaughey, and now Cameron Bryan. Game far from over, though. P.J. Moore is a 37% foul shooter. He's 1 of 6 from the line tonight. Piper is 1 of 9 from the line in the fourth quarter, but Moore hits that one. Make it 2 of 10. It's 7 straight misses at one point. Second free throw, Moore. That one good. You see those two, and you go, how in the world is he a 37% foul shooter? 66-60, and now Bonner is fouled on the far side. That is not a good foul. Labatt with his second. It's a good foul if you had fouls to give, but you don't want to be doing that 40 feet from the hoop. You're up 6. You're not down. You're up. 66-60. The clock stops, and that puts Seaman's best foul shooter at the line again. Piper just can't finish off Seaman this evening. Big part of that Seaman's effort, not going away, fighting to the very end, as Bonner knocks down yet another free throw. He's 27, 10 of 13 from the stripe. Best he can do is cut it to 4. Those free throws by P.J. Moore were large. Second free throw for Bonner. Switches it. 28 for Kayvon. 66-62. Here's the pressure. Jackson had it poked away, but a foul called on Seaman. It's on Bonner. And that is his 4th now. So 21 seconds to go. 66-62, and Derek Jackson the line, where he is 7 of 9 tonight, but missed his last two. They were both well short. This one up and no good. Piper pulling everybody off the lane on that first free throw, but now Brooks is down there to try to rebound. Your Piper, head coach Wallace, don't foul. We're up. And Jackson makes the second. He has 14. Here's Bonner. Goes right to the hoop and scores, and a timeout. Bonner with 30. Piper did not want a foul. That was smart. And Bonner goes right down the lane for 2. Timeout on the floor. And we'll see how long a timeout this is. It's a full timeout. We'll go ahead and just take a 30. Back in 30 seconds, Piper leads by 3 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, there was 14 seconds left when Seaman had the ball. The girls earlier tonight down 1 had to go length of the floor. And eventually, offensive rebound stick back by Maddie Gregg beat the buzzer, kept the Viking girls undefeated at 19-0. A little bit different here. 14 seconds remaining in this one. It is a one-possession game. The game is still in doubt, but Seaman does not have the ball. Piper does, but Piper is not a good foul shooting team. So if Seaman would foul, Piper missed a couple free throws, Seaman come down, hit a 3 to tie it. But first they got to get the ball in, and Crawford is fouled by Smith immediately with 13.4 to play. So Crawford will go to the line where he's 4 of 6. Piper is 4 of 13 from the foul line in the fourth quarter. 4 of 13. Now, the new rules that were put in last year really helped Piper, and it really does help bad foul shooting teams, and that is you don't have the stress of the front end of a 1-1 anymore. It's double bonus once you hit 5 fouls per quarter. Some people like that change. Most people do. But the bad thing about it is you get automatic 2 free throws. You take away the pressure of the 1-1. It makes it a little bit harder to come back if you're a team trailing. But Crawford, short with the first free throw. That's 4 of 14 now in the fourth quarter for Piper. This one is gigantic to make it a 2-possession game. It's up, and he made it. Wow, you talk about cutting it close. 68-64 Piper. Each team has a timeout left. 13 seconds to play. Here's Bonner. Finley's out. He fouled out. And now Bonner is fouled. And that's, man, another foul on Piper. Piper is, I mean, there's no other way to put it. The closing out this game has not been a work of art by the Pirates. I mean, first of all, how do you let a team come back on you? Miss free throws, turn the ball over, which they haven't turned over too much, but foul the other team to stop the clock so they can cut into your deficit. And on top of that, every time they fouled, it's Siemens' best foul shooter, and he just made another one. He's 12 of 15, 79% foul shooter. He has 31. He has 17 in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, making a 2-point game, and Bonner knocks it down. He has 32. Here's the inbounds of Vogel with 7.6 to play, the foul given by Seaman. So now Vogel will go to the line with his team up 2 with 7.6. But he's got to make both to make a 2-possession game. Vogel's a 67% foul shooter. First one up, and he knocks it down. His first point of the night, 5'10" junior guard Johnny Vogel. Connor Scholes is into the game. 6-foot sophomore, can shoot the 3. Dalton Smith goes out. This one to probably ice it for the Pirates. Vogel spins the basketball, bends the knee, shoots. And it rolls in. He short-armed it just a little bit, but it bounced in there, and Vogel only scores 2 points, but they're the biggest points of the night, 70-66. Inbounds to Wiltz. Seaman needs a quick score. Wiltz fires top of the 3 off. Here's a 3 on the way by Scholes. It's up. He banks it in, but that's your ball game. 70-69. How big were the free throws by Vogel there? Piper escapes. If the game lasted another 15 seconds, I don't know if they would have won. 70-69 is your final. So each of our games tonight decided by 1 point. And we had that with Silver Lake Rock Creek early in the year. MJ remembers those games. We had a buzzer beater, 3, at the end of the girls' game for Silver Lake Big Rock Creek, and the boys' game ended up being a 1-point contest. That's as close as you get for a doubleheader, is 2 1-point games, and we got it again here tonight. This one a little bit different. Scholes hits the 3 to cut it to 1 at the buzzer, but still, nonetheless, a 1-point victory for Piper, and if that game lasted another 10 or 15 seconds, I'm not convinced Piper wins. And I'm thinking the coaches are relieved that it's over as well. And also, you got to give credit to Seaman playing without their second leading scorer, Briar Finley. He fouled out early in that fourth quarter. Things could have been a little bit different. He was on the floor. So Piper danced with a double a little bit there towards the end, but they come out victorious. Piper boys are now 16-3, 13-2 in the UKC, and they went on Friday. I do believe they will be your outright league champions in the UKC. Shawnee Heights will host Seaman coming up on Friday. Your final score, 70-69. Piper hangs on to win it. Back with our post-game show after this 2.5-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
L.A. Gerster back with you to wrap it up here from Demon High School. Two very exciting games, two that were very different games. Tight throughout in the girls' contest, the boys' game had its ups and downs, its roller coaster of emotions, as Piper hangs on and wins by one in the boys' contest, 70-69. Piper jumped out to a 20-8 lead at the end of one, led 22-8 early in the second. 8-0 run by Seaman cut it to 5, 22-17. Piper responded with 11-0 run of their own, make it 33-17. Seaman would come back, cut it to 12 at halftime, 35-23. Third quarter, Piper was up double digits. Seaman came all the way back, cut it to 2, 45-43, but Briar Finley fouled Derek Jackson on a three-point shot to close out the third quarter. Jackson had three free throws, and so Piper is up 5 going to 4th, 48-43. It was 61-50 Piper in complete control with 3:15 to go. Briar Finley had fouled out, and that didn't stop Seaman from battling all the way back as Kayvon Bonner took over, got to the line a ton, and eventually it came down to Johnny Vogel having to make two free throws to seal the deal with 7.5 seconds to go, 68-66. He made both, and then Scholes hits a three at the buzzer, and it ends up being a one-point loss for Seaman. Piper, 7 of 17 from the line in the fourth quarter, although they did hit their last four free throws, two by Moore and two by Vogel. Actually, Moore, I don't know if he made both, but they hit the free throws there at the very end that was a difference, but they had a stretch where they missed seven straight free throws, did Piper, and they're a 47% foul shooting team coming in, and it almost came back to bite them here tonight. Piper had a balanced attack. Derek Jackson with 14 tonight, 13 for Cooper Crawford, 12 for P.J. Moore. Lance Walton had a big night this evening as he had, I think he had 13 actually, did Lance Walton. 11 for Alomar Brooks. So they had five guys in double figures. 2 points apiece for Isaiah Sales, Bernard Labatt, and Johnny Vogel with probably the biggest points of the night. Those two free throws to make it a two-possession game with 7.5 to play. Turnovers 11 for Piper. And overall from the foul line, I believe they were 23 of 38. So they did a good job at the line until the fourth quarter. But at the very end, they made just enough to win by 1 point. So Piper now 16-3, 13-2 in the UKC, and they'll try to finish out the regular season with a win and assure themselves a top four spot in the sub-state to where they can host next week. They will be a favorite against Turner at home on Friday. And Seaman, meanwhile, falls to 13-6 overall, 10-5 in the UKC. They're led by Kevon Bonner, 32 points, 24 in the second half. He had 18 of Seaman's 26 points in the fourth quarter. 13 of 16 line, had a three-pointer. Briar Finley, 15 points and a three-pointer before he fouled out. 11 points to Cameron Bryan off the bench. He played well, 3 of 4 from the line before he fouled out. Landon Wiltz of 4 points. 4 points for Dalton Smith. 3 points for Connor Scholes there, a banker. Bank three to close out the scoring at the buzzer to pull with Seaman within one, 70-69. Seaman hit just 3 threes tonight. And for Piper, they made just 4 triples on the evening. Foul shooting, Seaman is very good, 20 of 25. That allowed them to come back and nearly steal this one at the very end, but they come up a point short, 70-69. Is your final. Seaman had 9 turnovers tonight, Piper with 11. Earlier this evening, the girls' game was an absolute classic. It lived up to the expectations and then some. The Seaman Lady Vikings were down 16-12 at the end of one. They were down 30-23 at one point in the second quarter, down 5 at halftime. They were down 5 going into the fourth quarter, and then Piper only scored 2 points the first 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. Seaman battled back. Seaman took a lead 44-43 on 2 free throws by Anna Becker. Then it was Faith McCallop with 2 free throws with under a minute to play to give Piper a 1-point lead, 45-44. Maddie Gragg was fouled, made 2 free throws to go up 46-45. Grace McCallop, 5'10 senior guard with a turnaround bank shot in the lane, gave Piper the lead with 15 seconds to go. Timeout was called by Piper to set up their defense. Seaman got the ball into Anna Becker. She brought the ball up the floor. Step back jumper from the foul line was off the mark, and then the ball bounced around for what seemed like forever, and it touched 3 or 4 or 5 different players' hands. Eventually, a pinball ricocheted around. You're waiting to hear the horn, the buzzer. Maddie Gragg grabs it with 2 hands, banks it in from point-blank range, the offensive rebound and stick back after all that. And if that ball is tipped around one more time to one more player, time expires, and Seaman is lamenting a 1-point loss instead. Gragg grabs it, puts it in off the window, beat the buzzer, and Seaman is still undefeated. Their perfect season still intact. Piper girls fall to 15-4, 12-3. And with that shot, that also clinched the UKC league title for the third straight year for the Seaman Lady Vikings, who are 19-0. They're led by Gragg with 14, 10 in the second half, 12 for Kinley Wilhelm, who played well. Anna Becker was held to 8 tonight. And Ava Esser, 7 points, but some key hustle plays keeping the ball alive, including that last play where the ball was tipped around a lot. Esser was active keeping the ball alive. And Piper was led by Grace McCullough with 18, Faith McCullough with 13, and a tough loss for Piper. Bradley Gerber had 11 as Seaman girls beat Piper the first game this year by 2, 69-67. Second time around, Seaman wins at the buzzer, 48-47. And there's a chance they could possibly meet again at the state tournament in Class 5A. Wouldn't that be a heck of a trilogy if they played again? Big thanks to our sponsors tonight. Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse, Agent Bob's Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Doc Rower State Bank, Performance Tire and Auto, Clements Welding, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, the Coldwell Banker, American Home, Integrity Assurance, and by Nextech. Big thank you to MJ, who ran our games throughout the season for basketball and during football on 96.9 The Pulse. I do not know what our postseason plans will be for high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse. We'll figure it out once more of the brackets come out, 5A and 6A, all those will come out this weekend. And, of course, we've got other teams that are involved in sub-state and lower classifications tomorrow night, Friday night, and the next week as well. So we'll just stay tuned, and you can find out. If you missed any of the games tonight, you can go back and listen to them. Go to mscsports.net, the website. Click on the audio tab. Find the game you want to listen to. Maybe you want to hear the game-winning call, which I'll clip and post later on tonight on social media when I have the opportunity of Maddie Gragg's put back to win it at the buzzer for Seaman girls earlier this evening. Once again, your final scores for the final time from Seaman. You can't get any closer than we had tonight. Seaman girls win, number one team in the state over number 5, Piper, 48-47 at the buzzer. And the boys game, Piper hangs on. Number 2 in 5A knocks off number 8 in 5A Seaman, 70-69 the final in favor of the Piper Pirates. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk to you again soon. Stay safe. Thanks for tuning in to high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse. And make sure to download the free MSC Radio.